These are the names of the corporations displayed on each and every Federal Reserve note, and they are basically claiming that each of these corporations are standing good for the debt notes being issued. However, as we've seen, the credit is based on the labor and assets of all the presumed British territorial residents, aka US citizens, which are claimed under equity law as assets belonging to the king and then claimed again under Spanish law of the Inquisition as United States citizens. Assets belonging to the Pope. Put bluntly, the British monarch and the popes have been skinning us all blind for 160 years, first by one fraud scheme, 1040 bonds, and then by another, Federal Reserve notes. They have done this while sanctimoniously pretending to act as our custodians and trustees, and also pretending that this had nothing to do with Americans, only people who volunteered to act as US citizens and as citizens of the United States. Vast numbers of Americans have been illegally and immorally registered as US citizens under conditions of secrecy, not mere non-disclosure. The unconscionable birth registration contracts were not disclosed to our parents and were constructed while we were babies in our cradles, when we were unable to know anything about these contracts or the unlawful conversion of our natural political status they allowed. We, rank and file Americans, were never meant to know or understand a thing about any of this. When we inquired, we were rebuffed and placed under suspicion and hounded by corporation officials and private agency security personnel, disguised as our own peacekeeping forces. When we attempted to claim our exemptions and our right to denominate bank deposits as lawful money, we were attacked by the IRS and our accounts were closed. You might think that the actual employees of these corporations would have known that they were committing crimes, but for the most part, that is not the case. You might also think that they legitimately owed federal income taxes as a condition of employment, but as this and other nasty conditions of such employment were never fully disclosed to them, none of their employment contracts are legitimate. All of this, absolutely all of it, falls under the umbrella of gross breach of trust and violation of commercial service contracts per our final judgment issued in April of 2014, which has been published and distributed and recorded worldwide. It is also reflected throughout our unrebutted public lien process and Jack Yu's affidavit published in 2015, similarly published and distributed worldwide. All these mechanizations were accomplished via unlawful conversion and need to be reversed by the process of lawful conversion, returning these banks, corporations, and all assets and credit to the living people and lawful governments they are heir to, subject to the public law and law of the land each country is heir to. This is why we require the world accounts to be turned upside down, with the impersonated and misrepresented debtors appearing in their right guise as the creditors, and all their purloined assets and credits returned to them, not limited to all the off-ledger and historical and legacy trust assets and assets of the offending corporations responsible for this repugnant and unconscionable swindle. All the federal income tax and property tax and social security tax and other taxes incorrectly assessed against Americans as a result of the unconscionable birth registrations and undisclosed enrollments in federal pension programs, later redefined as welfare programs, such as Social Security, together with reasonable and customary interest, must be returned to the victims. Absent direct, knowing, and fully consensual agreement on the part of individuals, all people now living in this country, and any other country affected by this vast crime, must be released from all and any legal presumptions created by unconscionable, implied, unilateral, secret or undisclosed contracting and registration processes. Average Americans, Australians, Canadians, Japanese, Germans, etc. All who have been impacted by these crimes must be considered civilians living in their own country under peacetime conditions. The assets and credit belonging to the living people and their lawful governments must be returned to them and restitution must be made. Taxes collected under false pretenses and interest charged on non-existent debts must be returned to the victims or their heirs as prepaid credit. Any courts left operating must operate according to the public law and the law of the land, or they must demonstrate verified and fully disclosed maritime or admiralty contracts and subject matter in order to operate in those venues. All maritime commerce banks, equity banks, probate banks, reserve banks, etc., and their associations and accounts are subject to lawful conversion in expiation of their crimes and omissions. All these banks must henceforth operate as land jurisdiction banks and be restructured as bilateral banks operating under the public law and law of the land. All debt being held against the victims of this farce must be reversed and ledgered as credit, not subject to taxation or usury of any kind. In the event that a nation's lawful government has been destroyed or rendered inoperable by this fraud, the people will stand under the protection of the unincorporated federation of states and our public law until such time as they can declare their proper political status, organize their lawful government, and regain their normal state of independence. Their assets will be returned to them and to their control. The credit owed to them will be issued as prepaid credit, free and clear of any taxation or usury. Any bank resisting lawful conversion and offering to dispute these findings, cured claims, and court proceedings, and wishing to continue these criminal abuses of our identities, assets, and credit will be liquidated and their boards of directors and officers will be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of international and public law. Thanks to Congressman McFadden and thousands of other Americans who have preserved our country's identity and revealed the misdeeds of municipal and territorial government officials, our American government is still present and accounted for, and our claims against these miscreants are cured. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children, but the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. Proverbs 13 verse 22.